Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You need to play another song. I didn't get to hear enough of that story.
Oh, well, remind me. I'll tell you the rest of it after.
For peace's sake.
Yesterday, as I'm driving home, I'm going across the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, And all of a sudden, there's a car next to me and, like, slows right down and matches speed with me and, you know, honking. I look over. It's Gretchen. She's all, hey! So I, you know, found her in my phone book and called her. Using my $1,000!
I miss Gretchen.
I miss her, too. So we had a nice talk. We talked about coronavirus and, you know, she works for Shadow Traffic. And, you know, she was just good to catch up with her. But it was just so funny, though. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Gretchen! I gotta figure out how to work my phone on this thing.
So how much FaceTime do you guys actually have on the road? Not much.
1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, she took off. She was already passing me, and then she slowed down. And then she kept speed. I said, boy, you people drive fast, all you other radio people. Anyway, it was just super funny to see her on there.
Yeah.
Hey, so Scoggaburo is, I mean, we all know Scoggaburo, king of drama. He just left me this 4 minute long voicemail on my phone because I was like, he called
through. You listened to it?
Yeah, well,
should we air it back? Or?
No. I don't think we should.
Okay.
Well, I'll give it to you. You can.
Listened to a 4 minute message.
Well, it was long. Felt like 4 minutes. Might have been a minute. He's the king of that, though. He'll leave you everything he wanted to say to you in the conversation. The whole thing in the message. Like, usually I don't, but now my thing transcribes messages. Does yours do that?
My box has never been. I haven't turned
it
on.
You didn't even set it up. All right.
And even when I had it set up, I would seven that thing immediately.
Oh. Yeah, no, I have.
Vincent? Seven.
Oh.
Sorry, Mom. I'm not going to listen to that. You're going
to
have to tell me.
I'm not
going
to listen to you, Mom. Vincent? So, anyway, he left a very long message about how coronavirus has ruined his career and he's got to. He's going away forever. Arrivederci,
coronavirus. You had a budding acting career. You had
He's never going to be
Hollywood,
the blame.
And there he is.
He's
works
never
with Robin Williams.
Gonna be
works with Joe Montana.
Can't parlay
he's
that
on
into
a
something.
Roll and somehow finds himself out of Hollywood,
booking less than 250 seat rooms. Which, by the way, is two shows coming up. March 13th at the local cafe in Alameda. That's tomorrow, Friday the 13th. I'm sure it's a good idea to go. And then on Saturday the 14th at the Hearth in San Francisco. And he is whiny. Billie Eilish.
I like her.
Let's begin our celebrity trash there.
I'm
so
a fan.
One of her deals is she wears big baggy clothes. She's like, this is about the songs. I don't want your body judgment. And I think that we saw her like on a beach on vacation, and oh my God, she was wearing beach apparel, and people lost their freaking
minds.
Well,
you know what? I give her a lot of credit. She's young. Is she under 18? She is, right?
She might be 18 now.
She wasn't. I mean, when she broke through with her little YouTube videos and her.
Oh, yeah. Since she was
like
really
a 14
young.
Or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So, first of all, you'd like to see that kind of maturity from a young person because the first thing you see from young teenage girls is they start to notice that their bodies attract attention of other people in school.
And sometimes people double down on that, and sometimes people say, that's not what I'm about.
Well, I know for a fact a lot, like my buddy has a young daughter of teenage years, and he absolutely went through this. You can't post that.
No.
You're too young to be posting, but they're competing for likes with other girls, and they do see what brings the attention.
Yeah.
So I give her a lot of credit for being like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that is not what I'm basing my self-worth on.
Good for her.
So she did a thing in Miami on Monday. She kicked off her world tour there. And
The one she's about to cancel?
Yes, that one. Mm-hmm. That's the one. It was all to make a statement about body shaming. She wound up stripping down to her bra.
That's sort of the opposite of what you'd expect, but okay.
It's a video, and it airs up above her. So this is, are we playing the actual audio from the thing right now?
No, there's too much people talking and cussing.
Oh, I see.
Around the crowd.
All right, so here she is up on the screen, and she just begins disrobing. And this is, but she's doing it in a sexy way. She's dragging her fingers up the zipper.
She's got her trademark 2-inch fingernails.
Yeah, the 2-inch fingernail.
I can't stand them, but whatever.
There's a dialogue, and I think you have some of it.
I do have some of it. Thank you for reminding me. A pre-recorded video played on the big screen, a 2-minute spoken word monologue about how she constantly feels judged. And slowly, as this is going, she's removing layers of clothing in the video. First the hoodie, and then the shirt. The monologue included the line, "If what I wear is comfortable, I am not a woman. If I shed the layers, I am a slut. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it." And if you want to hear the full speech, as Bryn mentioned, this is mostly people in their on their camera, phone cameras. So there's crowd noise and uncontrolled swearing and et cetera.
Look how many phones are in this shot.
It's unbelievable. Everyone's like, oh, my God, skin. She's showing skin. This is unbelievable. So the next thing that's going to come off there, Vinny, is the shirt. And she, because the arms crossed, and she pulls it.
The crowd roars.
The crowd is going freaking crazy.
So they're not getting her point at all, is what you're saying?
Apparently not. They're not listening to what she has to say.
Well, that's the problem is, and look, she's a young artist finding her way, but I would have avoided the statement myself.
Here's some more. You have opinions about my opinions, about my music, about my clothes, about my body. Some people hate what I wear. Some people praise it. Some people use it to shame others. Some people use it to shame me. But I feel you watching, always. And nothing I do goes unseen. She said if she reacted to all the criticism that she would, quote, never be able to move. Would you like me to be smaller, weaker, softer, taller? Would you like me to be quiet? Do my shoulders provoke you? Does my chest? Am I my stomach? My hips, the body I was born with, is it not what you wanted?
Well, I think that the comments have caused her to react.
Clearly.
And she'll see that as she grows up a little bit more, that the best thing you could possibly do is do you and stay off of social media. Let someone hire someone to post your videos and your stuff.
Disable the comments.
But be away from, and I would suggest that to all artists. Artists can be very influenced by hostile comments towards their work before maybe the work's done.
Right.
Or can cause you to question your work when you were perfectly happy with it before you read that mean comment.
And listen, you know, the problem here is that when people do get swept up into the machine, beyond just being an artist who makes music for liking music, you do get put into boxes and they are marketing you. The work almost becomes secondary. I mean, certainly there's a million little... Look at Britney Spears. Talentless.
Well,
she's terrible.
Look at Pink. And yet, she fights against all of this sort of packaging.
She does do her for the most part, but she is still a product. She's the Pink product.
But she also has songs or makes statements.
Absolutely.
As an anti, and she will... It affects her. Mm-hmm. You can see that it does.
Absolutely. So, how could it not?
Well, but that's why you need to avoid it.
Right. Billie Eilish just dropped what they think is between $30,000 and $50,000 on a little celebratory bling as well. She won five Grammys. She won all the top categories of the Grammys, and she got like a 5X. I've not seen a picture of this. Is there a? It was in TMZ, so there may actually be a shot of this piece of jewelry. But it's black diamonds. And 14-karat gold. It's a pendant. It was done by this celebrity jeweler guy, Boo Daddy Diamonds.
Oh.
That's the guy's name, of Koosh Jewelers.
Okay.
So 5X signifies her 5 wins at her first ever Grammys, including Best New Artist, Album of the Year.
Okay.
Oh, do you see it?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, that's pretty. I mean, I guess.
I don't.
It's fine. That's what she wanted to spend her $30,000 to $50,000 on. There it is. Black diamonds, everybody.
I mean, that's one of the contradictions as well.
I like it like that. Like it like that.
You don't want to be judged for this, but then there you are going, "Guy, but I got Grammys."
Yeah.
But she's
well,
young.
Look,
your maturity is.
And none of us know how to work any of this stuff anyway.
No, I agree.
Okay, the kid from Stranger Things. He's in another band now, you guys.
Finn
Wolfhard. He plays Mike, I think. Isn't that his name? Mm-hmm. He's got the glasses, and he's the one in love with Eleven. So Finn Wolfhard has a new band called The Aubreys. And they have a new song. They have a debut EP coming out tomorrow. So I guess maybe we'll hear that from New Music Friday. This is a song called Loved One. Is he the singer?
I believe he was for the last band. I'm not sure about this one.
Okay. Ow. Jesus, ouch.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. So the track is on this new EP. It's called Soda and Pie. Sounds delicious. And that is, it says, slated for release March 13th via AWAL. I don't know what that is. I probably have to pay a subscription fee. So anyway, we'll try and get that for you tomorrow.
These subscription-based music apps are incredible.
Mm.
You're going to love them.
Yeah.
I'm new to them, but I am enjoying it. I can't believe how many albums I've gone back to listen to because I wouldn't buy them.
Well, you did buy them, $12.99 a month or
well,
less,
right.
Whatever it is.
I understand, but I mean, you know,
yeah.
When I was buying each individual album, I would always have to go, you know, I would love to go back and get some of that stuff, but I can't just drop, you know, hundreds of dollars a week building up my collection.
Isn't it interesting, though? I wonder if the, I don't know what it is, 10, but I don't know what the family plan is. 10 or
I think it's
bucks.
$15
okay,
for me
so
to have
bucks.
Two family members and myself.
So were you were probably a guy who was spending more than $15 a month on music.
Probably.
But you know what? A lot of people for a long time weren't. And in the age of Napster, if they didn't, you know, a kid, I don't have any money, I'm going to steal that song. So in a way, it's almost a win-win. You get everything you ever wanted. It's kind of a win-win, you know. I think it's stolen the preciousness of music and the coveted the record collection and the way you curated your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if long term this will wind up being a good thing for artists because if people do stream it, I'm sure they must keep some kind of metric on who's getting streamed and who isn't. The hotline's ringing.
It doesn't look like it's going to be until the artists get together and gouge hard at these subscription.
Right. They shouldn't be making all the money.
They're making pennies. What is it?
Zero.
Igo says he makes a penny.
Igo was like, I got a check. I think it was from Spotify. And it was for 3 cents. After whatever, 2 months of streaming, whatever his new record is.
Right.
Oh, by the way, he'll be in our new music tomorrow too. He has a trio now.
All right.
Yeah, so he just put out an album.
Great.
So listen tomorrow for the new Tommy Igo sound, too.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's him and this. It's actually a friend of Bryn's.
The keyboard player? The guy who taught him piano.
It's not the same guy.
Oh.
It's just a friend of his that he knows, but he's like that guy. I think he's talked about him in regards to perfect pitch and all this stuff. So it's him on keyboard and bass, and then there's like a guitar player.
You don't know the guitar player?
I don't know any of these people.
Oh.
All I know is Tommy.
All right.
W-I-M, it's called. Their last names. Okay, so everyone has abandoned us, Vinny. Bryn inexplicably ran out of the room about 30 seconds ago. Nicole just got up and ran out.
Well,
so
I did.
Something's happening out there. What is going on?
Oh, nothing. I'll explain to you in 2 minutes.
Oh, boy. All right.
2 minutes, we're still going to be on the air. So why don't you just explain it now?
I meant 5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
The Killers have a new single.
Actually, well, somebody showed up here. They have some. But, you know, we can't have guests. Right
you
now.
Shoot them out of here.
Yeah, we can't. Right. We're not allowed to have anybody in.
But, you know, we're dealing with that.
Our boss
are we
just
taking
posted
their Krispy Kremes?
My new office. And it's his house.
Yeah.
He's in
that.
His house.
Oh, great.
So
good
we
times.
Won't see. We may need to send him
know,
an email
paranoid,
since we
but
won't
I feel
see
like
him.
My throat's sore. Like, I know I'm hypochondriac right now.
Yeah, me too.
You want a lozenge?
I do want a lozenge, but I'll take it on the break. Like,
okay.
I'll take it on the break.
You can go into my bag right now and get a couple if you want.
Yeah, go get it. Well, no, I want you to play the killer song.
Oh. Well, he can't. He's going to go get a lozenge.
No, we can wait 5 minutes for our freaking lozenge.
Business first.
Yeah. All right.
This is a new single. This is not the full thing. This is a teaser from the Killers.
It's hella short, too.
Okay. Caution, it's called.
That's poor teaser.
And the audio sounds terrible.
Yeah. And then it fades out from there.
Okay. So I'm sure we'll have that soon. That'll probably be your next favorite song. Soulja Boy is the one guy benefiting from the coronavirus.
Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy.
What, did he, like, trademark the name coronavirus?
Nope. Keep guessing. I wonder if you can guess this. This is big for him. It's like a 3,000% increase over.
So he wrote a coronavirus song.
Nope. It's got nothing to do with music. This guy opened a franchise for soap. It's called The Soap Shop.
Does your wife still have a soap shop?
Yeah,
she needs to stock that ass up.
I know. Well, she's more into the lotion side of it because that was selling harder at the time. I think that we should probably get back into soap.
Yeah, let's get back into some soaps here. You know, I was reading this whole thing yesterday about, they're like, forget hand sanitizer. Soap is what you want. You want to wash your hands and wash them well.
Well, agreed, but if all you can get.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I've looked for hand sanitizer and can't find it.
Buy a good soap. Anyway, so Soulja Boy. What was Soulja Boy last in the news for? Some crazy ass thing he was up to? What was his crazy ass thing?
Well, the last time we heard of him, I believe it was the kids doing the Soulja Boy dance.
Yeah.
They knew it.
I can't do it without Brandon.
Yeah, you can.
It's not as fun.
Did Jesus get up and do the dance?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I get that it's not as fun. Let's see the little.
I forgot it.
Such a liar.
I am a liar.
She's a liar.
And then you go like that.
Okay, but look. Okay, that's solid.
Stand
moves.
Up and do it. Oh. That's how you're
just
supposed
stand
to
up
do
and
it.
Do it. That's what we do. And Vaughn is ready with the camera.
No, he's not. Okay, so you go like that and like that.
Can you please look up what the last thing he was in trouble for? I feel like there was something he was in trouble for. Mm-hmm. So anyways, he's not in trouble for this. He invested in a company called The Soap Shop, which sells soap, which people want right now. He went in on a franchise location in Mississippi with his manager last year. And now, so like last month, let's see. Last month, they sold 100 bottles of cleaning products. This month, they sold 3,000 bottles of cleaning products.
Wow, good for them. They've got a real issue of supply and demand going now. Yeah. I bet they can't even fill those orders.
I know. 3,000 bottles? Maybe they had a bunch of it in the back. But anyway, they're just basically saying that he's benefiting. You know who else is benefiting from this, though? He linked his soap shop location to a charity called Bubbles for Cash. And kids go out and sell his soap products.
Door to door?
Yeah, like Girl Scout cookies. And most of that money goes right back into the community to fund programs and services for the same youngsters. I know, Soulja Boy. The one guy benefiting from this coronavirus thing.
Did I hate those people who used to come. When I managed the surf shop, these people would come through and be like, hey, we've got great deals on cologne. What do you like? And they'd have a box and they'd have all these. They're all scents that are supposed to smell like the real thing. So they're all knockoffs.
Just like Polo.
Yeah. Yes. But that was somebody's big idea.
Oh, so they were going out door to door like the cookie people.
And would come through the surf shop. That
did
was the
you
one place,
ever buy no, a bottle of cologne?
Nope. And I'm not against people doing their thing.
Sure.
But I don't wear cologne.
Yeah.
Ever.
You never wore any Polo? Polo was good.
I might have in like seventh grade, you know, like when you were a kid and you'd ask for something for Christmas or you'd get, you know.
Your mom would give you the bottle aftershave, which for you at the time was before shave.
Was probably like Pierre Cardin or something ridiculous
Pierre
like that.
Pierre Cardin.
Do you remember that name?
That does sound familiar. Yeah.
I bet if the bottle got pulled up, I'd be all, that's the stuff!
I miss Polo. You used to walk around. I loved the smell of it. I used to wear it.
Polo.
Polo. Because I just thought, I just love the smell of this so much. Sure. And you just, I miss that smell.
Anyway, good.
Most people actually don't seem to wear a ton of body, you know, scented products the way that people used to.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't notice it as much. Maybe it's because you guys don't.
I bought, based on a couple people who texted in, I bought some perfume for Christmas for the missus. It was the first time in our 10 years that I'd ever bought her
does
that.
Does she like it?
She does.
Oh, good. What are you about to
the
try?
The last time Soulja Boy was in the news, it seems, was because he was out of jail and he was trying to change his lifestyle. He was getting off of social media and closing his circle. He went to jail for carrying a firearm, and then he that's went back right. to jail because he violated his probation.
They pulled him over or something, and he had something. There was a gun in the car. Okay, so nothing, yeah. No like spectacular right. thing.
Nothing spectacular.
All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
I can't wait to share many of our texts with you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
Although that's not until the end of the news break. The news break, though, will consist of coronavirus and more.
Okay. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.